You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with, once again, Ron Atapachu, founder and president of Overseas Cargo Incorporated, or SHIP, OCI, a leader in transportation logistics and supply chain management specializing in third-party logistics and cold chain. Overseas Cargo Incorporated will work with you to create a custom program to fit your transportation, warehousing, and inventory tracking needs worldwide. Mr. Atapachu, thank you so much for joining us again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here again.
You bet. And so, you know, we last interviewed you back in the summer of 2015, seemed like yesterday in some sense. Since then, what has been going on with Overseas Cargo Incorporated since we last spoke?
Well, a few things. You know, we have expanded our operation quite significantly in various business areas of logistics, also primarily to deal with a fairly flat season or two, quarter or two of activity in the logistics on a worldwide basis in 2016. So we have developed some value-added services as well as started to do deeper mining of our abilities with our customers to kind of expand our operation.
And how has the industry changed in the last year and a half? And have there been any noteworthy happenings that you'd like to mention or bring up today?
Well, I think clearly the logistics climate, especially the shipping end of things, have not changed very much in the last few years. There is overcapacity of trade lane space, and there isn't sufficient amount of trade to fill this available space. I think the most notable incident in the last few months is the Hanjin Line bankruptcy. But there are several other ocean lines in the world who are deeply troubled by the slowness or the sluggishness of trade, and that realignment hasn't fully been consummated. So as a result, there is quite a bit of pressure on pricing, and that overflows into the third-party logistics sector as a whole. So I think the last two quarters has been quite troubling for many operators in the field.
Certainly sounds like it. Now, based on the impending president-elect stance, what are your thoughts for your industry today?
Well, I got to tell you that I'm one of those people, individuals who are very positive. Now, President-elect Mr. Trump has campaigned quite heavily with an anti-trade view of what's going on in the world. But I think most of that saber rattling will probably be settling down as he takes office and looks at the global picture and the general view of U.S. trade policies and how U.S. industries are totally dependent on some of these global transactions. Also, I think most of our foreign competitors and foreign trading partners already has begun to look inwardly in trying to come up with ways and means to deal with the U.S. trade policies and trade practices. At the end of the day, I don't think the global market is going to change the whole lot, but they are probably going to look at alternate ways to continue to develop the marketplace globally. And in the United States, I think the same is going to hold true. No matter what happens in Washington, global trade is here to stay, and it will continue in one form or the other. So I see continuous growth opportunities in trade. May not be in the same trade lanes, but there will be growth opportunities to be considered overall to everybody concerned. What I think more importantly, what has not been quite correctly addressed is global trade in general may not directly correlate to people's income distribution. I think there is a whole lot of automation taking place even in Asia and in other parts of the world that may come to hurt the people's livelihoods in the form of more automation and less labor used in the manufacturing of goods and services. This probably has a lot to do in the near future or in the foreseeable future in how trade balances worldwide.
Today we are joined by, once again, Ron Atapuchu, founder and president of Overseas Cargo Incorporated, or SHIP OCI, a leader in transportation logistics and supply chain management, specializing in third-party logistics and cold chain. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, is there anything in particular that might be keeping you up at night?
Opportunities. We are an organization based on providing a third-party logistics solution to various different industries. Our specialty is retail and manufacturing. I have put in place various different people and processes in place to give my staff the skill sets and the knowledge to improvise and be able to provide solutions to our customers. We go by the mantra that we are a solution provider, and that's our goal. And this year, in the 2017, I assumed the responsibility as the chairman of the South Florida, Miami and Dade Beacon Council Trade and Logistics Committee. So we are very busy trying to promote various trade and logistics development work locally as well as for our business.
Certainly interesting. And lastly, what are the opportunities that you look forward to taking advantage of over the next few years looking ahead?
So in light of what Washington may or may do or may not do, we are focusing with our clients as to how they will plan their 2017-2018 strategic goals in their industries. We have several customers who are linked very closely to various trade pacts that take advantage of those incentives within those trade frameworks. We are talking to them to understand if something were to train, how they would realign their logistics network in sourcing. All in a bigger plan for us to plan ahead and be present to offer them the services as they change their sourcing requirements or the trading locations.
Well, Ron, we certainly have appreciated your joining us and getting us up to speed. I know that the politics does play a control, but I think we're going to be okay, and I think everything will smooth out, like you mentioned, as Mr. Donald Trump takes office in January. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Overseas Cargo Incorporated or SHIP OCI?
Yeah, they can always visit us at our website, www.shipoci.com. That's S-H-I-P, Oliver Charlie Indico.com.
Well, once again, Ron, we have enjoyed having you back and look forward to the opportunity of speaking with you in the future right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great week.
Okay, Eric, thank you. You too.
We have been speaking with Mr. Ron Atapuchu, founder and president of Overseas Cargo Incorporated, or SHIP OCI, a leader in transportation logistics and supply chain management, specializing in third-party logistics and cold chain. And for more information, once again, the website is shipoci.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.